She's stuck inside my mental. She got a body like a temple. Even though she drives me crazy.
Hello.
What's up, y'all?
That was so dry.
I get it from you.
That was not even funny. I was dry last week for sure. I know that because I was tired. Well, not last week, 2 weeks ago.
I get it.
Anyway, welcome back, y'all.
What's up?
I am beautiful.
And I'm Ace.
And we are
together real bad. That's like my favorite part. No, I shouldn't say that. But it is my favorite part of the entire podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Why? I'm curious.
I mean, because you know how long it took us to come up with that? Like, probably like 8 months to get it like really, really dialed in.
Okay.
So now
like with how do we introduce ourselves? How we come on the podcast? Okay.
Yeah. So now it's like, okay, we had an intro that.
That sticks. That works. A hitter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one that works.
Yes. You can find us on.
You can find us on TikTok at together.real.badpod. It's the same thing on IG. We have a website that this would be the fourth time in a row that I've said that I'm going to update that. And but I'm going to do it, y'all. It's togetherrealbad.com. And then you can email us if you have questions or topics you want us to cover. That would be the number 2 and then getherrealbad@gmail.com. Also, but Tuesdays will be our new drop day. I know we said this like in our last podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people didn't wake up Sunday morning like, where is that?
So, hopefully not.
Yeah. So Tuesday will be, so this episode that's live right now will drop tomorrow morning. So we're going to get off of here. I'm going to edit it real quick, but I don't really edit it for real. And then I'm going to put it on there and it's going to be released at like 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
So that's my public service announcement for the day.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're straight into pop culture. We don't have much to talk about, but we did want to discuss really quick or mention the WNBA draft and how Chicago picked up Angel Reese and mm-hmm. Camila Cardoso, which we are super excited for.
Yeah, definitely super excited for it. I used to have season tickets to the Chicago Sky. Let them go during COVID. Let them go the year that they opened. They messed around and won the championship. Tad bit salty. Mm. But that's okay. But then thought about getting them again. But man, maybe not. And then we got these two girls, women. And I'm like, but no.
You still don't want to get it?
No, I don't. I do and I don't. I'm not going to say I don't because I really enjoyed the games. But I just, you know, financially, I got to be a little bit more responsible right now. So that's why.
I only seen them play once.
And that's when you went with me and Lauren and the girls.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did enjoy myself. Okay. I mean, it was weird, you know, coming from, you know, being a Bulls kid all my life and then also cheering for the Bulls for, you know, a couple years and seeing that side of like the inner workings of the entertainment portion of, you know, a stage like that.
Right.
And then seeing how a WNBA game is ran and how things are completely different.
You think so?
It's almost like it looked like a college game.
I mean, you know, we don't have the monetary resources that WNBA teams have. So I could see why you say that.
NBA teams have.
NBA teams have, yes. Yeah. So I can see why you say that.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
No, it was definitely fun.
In my seats, I had like 4 rows from the floor behind the team. So I really had a good time.
Do they have like partial season tickets?
Yeah, you can get partial season tickets like half the season. And then what I used to do is like I would go to a game, skip a game. So then you build up games. So like me and Shantae would go. So, but yeah.
Okay.
So that it's like that. So it's cool.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. We'll think about it.
Well, Chicago, even though Chicago is super thrilled, super seems to be like my favorite word to use. I need to use a different vocabulary. It's starting to get on my nerves. I noticed that I use it a lot and I'm just like, ugh, blah. Like,
it's okay.
Anyway.
Not be hard on yourself about your vernacular. So, your verbiage. Your words.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was stuck with it.
So while Chicago is excited to have these two ladies come aboard on the Sky, mm-hmm. they didn't really receive the welcome, or at least social media is saying that they didn't really receive the welcome that they deserved, and showed a clip of Angel Reese coming into a press conference, her first press conference mm-hmm.
As dry can be.
Bruh. Yeah, it was like that. Yeah.
Real dry.
Yeah. So I didn't think anything of it until I saw other clips of how other athletes were welcomed by their new teams, you know, and how how they personalized these experiences for some of their, you know, newcomers. And I felt bad for Angel, for real. I mean, not that she cares because she's making so much money right now.
She's getting paid either way. And not to say that that makes a difference, but yeah, that's in poor taste, I feel like, by the Chicago Sky. Like, come on now. I mean, you do have to make players feel welcome because they may exercise any options they have, like to leave when they can leave. Mm-hmm. So I agree. Definitely in poor taste.
Yeah. But speaking, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, moving on to your boy,
Caleb,
your new boy.
Yeah.
And when we say this, it's not like we follow NFL, like, you know.
Nah, we don't.
Like religiously. We just hear stuff here and there.
And these are about Chicago's, you know, Chicago sports. And I'm a Chicago fan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a favorite team.
Chicago team. That's usually how Chicago, like, sports are, like, fans of Chicago sports. Like, you just like sports.
Outside of baseball, like, you got to choose.
Come on, baseball isn't that bad. The games are fun.
No, I'm talking about between the Sox and the Cubs.
Oh, got you.
Like, why you can't be middle of the road? Or south sider. That's what they say.
Oh, I'm about to say, why we can't be middle of the road? Like, dang.
That's what they say. You have to make a choice. So.
Okay.
But yeah, so Caleb Williams is our new quarterback for the Bears. And
they done kicked Justin Fields to the curb.
I mean, well.
Right on over into Pittsburgh.
Hit the road, Jack.
Yes, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Don't you come back no more.
Dang.
Hit the road, Jack.
That's how you feel.
Don't you come. No, I know that's not how I feel.
Okay.
But I feel like that's what, like, Chicago did to him.
Yeah, I feel like towards the end of the season, because we actually did watch a lot of games last season. And I feel like towards the end of the season, he was kind of like getting into it, figuring himself out, hitting his stride. And they was like, shoop. Nope.
I mean, but they didn't really set him up for success, for real. Like, our O-line sucks.
Yeah. And I feel like at the beginning of the season, they weren't drawing up plays for his, like, he has the ability to run.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? I probably know 0.0001% about football, but.
You know enough to have an opinion.
I do. At first I was feeling like they should have gotten rid of him. But then as the season progressed, I'm like, they should have gave him another chance. And I bought a Justin Fields jersey. What am I going to do with it now? What am I going to do with it?
I don't know. Maybe we could repurpose it.
That jersey costs a lot of money. I don't know if I want to repurpose it.
Or maybe save it. You know, you never know. It could be somebody like... Ooh. I don't know. Maybe he'll become something like extraordinary. I don't know.
Maybe, but he didn't sign it, so.
Okay, well. But yeah, Caleb Williams is coming and he didn't want to come to begin with. So, like, how do we feel about that?
Yeah, how does that work?
Wasn't he like trash talking us?
I don't know if he was trash talking. But I'm pretty sure, like, I'm 95% sure I saw, like, what you said. Like, he was saying, like, I'm not coming to Chicago. I don't know why. It might have just been some hype, but they must have got to a number that he couldn't turn down, which I didn't look it up. But so he said, yeah, let's do it.
Well, I can't wait to see what he does. I saw a clip about, like, him kind of, not kind of, he had an emotional moment like after the draft.
Oh, with his mom.
Yeah. And there was a video of his mom, like, you know, speaking very highly of him and all that kind of stuff. And he got emotional, and that made me, I was like, oh, he's human. Not that everybody.
I know what you mean. It humanizes them when you see like emotion come from them. Because other than that, they're just on this super high like pedestal and whatnot. So yeah, I get that. I completely get that.
But yeah, that's all I had on that.
I just think we haven't been keeping up with the news. Both of us, we've both been really busy. Yeah. I'm sure there are more things happening, but those are the things.
There are a lot of things happening and just
on our radar.
He's
not with it.
Not.
Okay. Well, that's right. It happens. So that just lets us lend a little bit more time to our topic today.
We have one more thing to talk about.
Oh, what are we? I'm sorry.
Pride Southside.
Oh, yes.
Pride Southside. Which is like the third.
Yes, we have three prides here in Chicago. We have Pride, which is held on the north side. And for those of you who do not reside in Chicago, the north side is very not diverse. Mm-hmm. And there is an area on the north side called Boys Town, and that's where they have Pride, which makes sense. I've gone plenty of times. Every time I've gone, I've enjoyed it.
Same.
No knocks against it. Then they have another Pride called Black Pride. Mm-hmm. Which I think I've been to a couple times. It's nowhere near as organized. I feel like it's really just saying, okay, we're going to get together at this spot and everybody just comes. There's no parade. There's no entertainment, nothing like that. Now, there used to be when it was on Montrose, but I think it kind of got, I don't know if they couldn't get the licensing or whatever anymore, because it used to be really cool. It had it at Montrose. They had police, they had outhouses and entertainment. Then it digressed. Digress, is that the word I want to use?
It's your favorite word.
It is, but I don't know. It got to the point where like people would just be there and nothing else would be there. It would just be people gathering. Mm-hmm. And so there wouldn't be any porta potties. There wouldn't be any entertainment. There wouldn't be any police. Now, the last time I went, it was like not too far from here. And it was, like I said, just a gathering.
I've never been to Black Pride.
Okay. So it's nothing really, honestly, it's the right home about. It's cool to go out and just be amongst people and you can buy food from vendors and stuff like that. But the last time I went, it wasn't really organized. Now that could have changed.
Well, the last time I thought about going to Black Pride was when there was a shooting, and that was when it was at Montrose Beach.
And I was there.
My sister Ari was there too, because I was supposed to be meeting her. But I ended up going home instead.
Okay. Well, it was
not fun.
I had
to work the next day or something like that.
Okay. It wasn't, because all you hear is pop, 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 and people started scattering. And so I'm like, shoo, shoo, and I'm off. Mm-hmm. So, and then
ever since then, I've never thought about going to Black Pride.
Yeah. So this new one, which I don't know.
Is it new?
It's not like new, but it's newer. It's called Pride Southside. And this is very much more organized. There are vendors there. There's food trucks. There are small businesses. It's on the same campus as DuSable. So it's very much organized. And we signed up to be not a vendor, but a booth.
Yeah.
If you will. So we plan on having like a few giveaways, a raffle.
Probably we'll be shooting like a live episode.
Yeah.
Something of the sort.
Yeah, something like that.
We're still trying to figure everything out. So don't quote us on all of this stuff.
Right.
We're trying to figure it out, but we will be there. That's the only thing that we can say for sure, is that we will be there.
Even if we just be there with stickers, we gonna be there.
Because we got that too already. Those are the two things we have is ourselves, the booth, and stickers.
Stickers.
So but we will be there, you know, promoting the show.
And see if we can get some new followers.
Yeah, and try
July
to interact
6th.
July 6th.
Yep.
And try to, like, you know, interact with you guys. I know we have a lot more followers than we started with. We've grown a lot since the first episode. And
which is cool.
Yeah. So we're hoping to meet some of you guys in person.
Absolutely.
On July 6th.
Because, you know, people really give a damn.
They do.
They do.
They like me.
They really like me.
They really, really like me.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did we hit all the bullet points?
I think we did. We can move on to the topic of the show,
which is called
Scrolling Apart.
Scrolling Apart.
Scrolling.
I like that. I like how you came up with that. Scrolling Apart. So basically, I know, period. Because why not?
I didn't even say it right.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Say that fast.
You can.
ChatGPT. ChatGPT.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So basically, we're talking about the effects of social media on relationships. I guess not only social media, but also like just cell phones in general. I feel like they can hold a lot of distrust.
Distrust.
If you've had some not so great dealings with them. For example, you went through your partner's phone and you found
evidence. What you was looking for?
What you was looking for.
Ooh.
Yeah. What you was looking for, exactly. And so we have a very open cell phone relationship. We have an open cell phone relationship.
Open cell phone policy.
Okay, open. Oh, yes. Open cell phone policy. I guess that's better than relationship. We have an open cell phone policy. And our open cell phone policy is I can go through that bitch anytime I want to.
But and vice versa.
Yeah, and vice versa. But it's not really like, let me see, I'm going to go through it. It's like... No.
Like if she's doing something on her phone, she could just grab my phone and look up something at the same time that she's like doing something on her
right.
phone.
It's not like I'm going in there looking for anything in particular. It's just, let me get that about you. And we know each other's passwords. If we get some weird inboxes, we tell each other, we're just very, open with it.
With everything in our relationship. So it just extends to the cell phone.
The cell phone.
I know in previous relationships, don't touch my phone.
Why though?
Because it's my phone. I was like big on like privacy and all that kind of stuff, which probably led to me or not led. We talked about me cheating before in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the reasons. Like, don't get in my phone because I don't need you to see who I'm talking to.
Really?
Yes.
So I've never been in a relationship with an open cell phone policy, but I don't think that I ever felt like, cause it's my phone. But I've been in a relationship where I went through somebody's phone,
You went through somebody's phone?
My gut. Actually, it was somebody's watch. It wasn't their phone.
How'd you get to their watch?
They left it here. And I was like, And I confronted them on the stuff that I saw. And there was an explanation, good enough explanation. Do I know if it was true or false or not? I have no clue. But.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You didn't. We've never discussed that. Yeah, I did. Because I just felt in my gut that like something was not right. Something was going on. And I don't know if me going through that watch was a confirmation of that.
Mm-hmm.
But as they say, if you go looking for shit, you're going to find it.
Not detective age. I didn't know. I didn't know you were the type to go through somebody's phone.
I'm typically not. That was the one and only time that I've done that.
I've never gone through anybody's phone because I didn't want my phone to be gone. To like have somebody go
and
through my phone.
I didn't care because I ain't had nothing to hide.
True. I guess I did have something to hide in the past, right?
Yeah.
So like, if I'm not trying to go through your phone, why are you trying to go through mine? Which was my like premise for not, you know, going through somebody else's phone.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't care or I did care. I didn't care either way.
Right.
But you're not going through my phone. So if I'm not going through yours, it's gotta be both ways.
See, you know what I mean? Okay, this is a little tangent, but I hate when people do things just so that the other person won't do something. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I hate that so much because why? But okay, that's my tangent. Go ahead.
You don't want to talk about your tangent? You just going to just bust it out there?
Because bust I don't. Because I feel like it can be, things can be done out of obligation. Like, hey, I did this for you. Now you need to do this for me. Or I didn't do this for you. So don't even try and do that for me. Like it takes the other person off the hook for doing stuff. It's basically like, you know, I'd be using stupid analogies, but it's basically like, oh, you didn't brush your teeth? Okay, I ain't gonna brush my teeth either. Like, that's kind of how I feel like with it. Whereas it's a safer space to be like, hey, I don't know, I did this, that, and the third, and I want you to do it with me. I don't know. It just, it, this is how I should say it. It doesn't create a safe space.
Mm-hmm. No, it definitely doesn't. Yeah. I knew what you meant by that. I just wanted the people to understand where you're coming from with it.
Okay. I didn't want to get off topic, but
yeah, no worries.
We did. So, so yes, I did. Yes, I am guilty. I am not perfect by any means, nor do I claim to be perfect by any means. And, you know, I'm human. So yeah, something wasn't sitting right in my gut. It was already issues. And so I was like, yep, let me go ahead and get on through there. Mm-hmm. So as they say, I found something.
You ain't like it. But at least you said it had a, you know, it was explained.
Explained, but it wasn't true. I have no clue. None.
Okay.
Yeah.
But outside of talking, like, not talking, going through phones, and there might be something that you don't want to find. Mm-hmm. Another part of this, you know, topic is social media, right? So, like, how can social media distract you from your relationship?
So in my opinion, there's two ways social media can distract you from your relationship. One is it takes time away from like you time or us time. I'm sorry. It takes, and when I say us, I mean like us, like y'all, us time or relationship time. I should say it that way. I'm struggling today. Y'all had a long day. So it takes valuable time away from a relationship, right? I feel like when you go on dates, when you sit down to eat, that's time that you just be chilling out with each other and enjoying each other and making conversation and finding things to talk about and finding out new things about the person that you're with. Mm-hmm. So when you are on social media, you're just in it. Like a lot of times, even I'm guilty of this in this relationship. A lot of times if I'm on social media and you're talking, I don't hear anything that you said. You got your hand raised.
I'm guilty.
So that's already like the most negative effect that it could have to me, because
you're not present.
Then you feel ignored, and that like eats up your safe space. Like it takes away from your safe space. Mm-hmm. Like, oh damn, they care more about their phone than they care about me. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, yeah, we're both guilty of it. And obviously it's something to work on. But that's the worst, in my opinion, thing about it. The second thing is you are what you watch. So if you're watching, like,
so you think you're funny?
Huh?
You like to watch funny videos.
Oh.
So you think you're funny?
No. I do think I'm funny. But that's not what I meant.
I know.
I just tried
to make it funny because I think I'm funny sometimes.
I definitely think I'm funnier than you. But that's
That is not the case. You only
y'all, we're gonna take a poll right now.
You only think you're funnier because you don't talk. Otherwise, you're quiet. So when people talk, they're so in awe that you open your freaking mouth.
Nah, we're gonna take a poll right now. If you think Ace is funnier, drop one. If you think Beautiful is funnier, drop two. I'm talking about when this gets up on TikTok, because if it does not get up on TikTok, from the way I usually get these little clips,
first
I'm gonna go and find it.
First of all,
and we're gonna have a poll. Matter of fact, I might even put it in the show notes.
This
bruh, what?
First of all, they're gonna choose you anyway because they in love with your eyes.
Oh, bro,
so they're gonna go for you anyway.
Don't try that. Don't do that.
I'm just saying
that's not true.
I'm just saying you the people's champ.
Come on, bro. That is not true.
You the people's champ. And I see why. I mean, look at you. Come on. Look at you.
I can't even remember what I was saying.
That's my guess.
You are what you watch. So like if you start watching negative stuff and killing and fighting and all that, like not that you will go out and do the same thing, but you'll probably have more aggressive thoughts in your head.
If you watch, it goes to your subconscious.
Yeah. If you're watching things that are educational, that are positive, that put you on the right path, that are inspirational, then you have more of a positive like outlook on things, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, those are two big ways that social media just like kills a relationship.
I want to go back to the first one.
Yeah.
Because when we first started dating, our very first date that I didn't know was a date.
Yeah.
We didn't have our phones out.
At all.
At all.
And now we do.
And now we do.
We have our phones out.
We
That's
do. We have
so
our phones.
Bad.
But we'll get to that point.
Okay.
But I made it a conscious, I made a conscious decision to not have my phone out because
ding, 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 ding.
I wanted to make sure I was giving you all of my attention because I didn't know what I was there for. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Like what's happening?
Okay.
You know? So I wanted to make sure that I was giving you my undivided attention.
Okay.
And we continued on with that for a while. I think now we have so much going on as far as like social media. We have the podcast. We have my TikTok, your TikTok, our page's TikTok, our fun TikTok. We also have our Instagram page and our individual Instagram pages. So we have a lot. And then things outside of that, you know, we have a lot of social media platforms that we quote unquote manage. I say that because we don't do as much as we should, but it's enough to where we are stuck in our phones a lot. Sometimes even when we are like out on a date or something, we'll, you know, somehow end up on social media.
But it's still no excuse. That stuff can wait.
No, it's not an excuse. I'm not making an excuse. Okay. I'm saying the difference from how we started versus how we are now.
Yeah.
Which brings me to how we start our day. Like I mentioned before, like instead of like getting on our phones right away while we're in bed, let's not.
But like, I always get up before you.
I know you always get up before me. And not that as soon as I open my eyes, I want you to throw your phone to the side and, you know, hop
but
on
I would.
I know you would. Oh, okay. But I'm saying like we need to do better at starting off our day on the right foot with that and then continue it throughout the day.
Yeah.
So that it bleeds back into our dating life too. Because it's not like we're not paying attention to each other when we're out on our dates, because we definitely do. It's not like we're on our phones the entire time.
No, but I would
it
like
does
it if
take
we
away.
Didn't.
Yeah.
I would like it if we weren't on them at all. I feel like I do understand that sometimes it feels awkward silences, I would love it if we could just leave our phone in the car.
Okay, but then what happens when we're talking about business at the table? Because that also
then we have to use
be part of
a napkin and pen.
A napkin and pen.
Yeah. And we shouldn't be talking about business at the table. We should be enjoying each other's company.
But we do.
But we don't have to. That's the thing. Like,
you bring it up. I never do.
What you mean? Bring like what?
You bring up. Okay, so like when we went to Sandbox and then we went out for sushi.
Okay.
We were talking about the next podcast topic and the next.
Well, if that's the case, hey, let's not talk about that right now. We enjoying each other's company. Okay, no problem.
But you'd be getting stressed out about it if I say something like that because yes.
Okay, so if that's the case, if that's the case, we need to set a day besides that so I can feel more comfortable about being prepared.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no problem doing that. I just wanted to point out the fact like how things are changing, like what we can do better and what we need to make sure we kind of stay
grounded with each other and on each other.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I can do that. I think that's fair for sure. Distraction versus connection. Do you think social media interferes with meaningful reactions? Meaning I'm out, I don't know, at the doctor's office and I'm sitting down and I immediately pull out my phone and there's five or six other people in the room. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, people actually like talked to each other and got to know each other and probably made friends and all that. So I assume that you would agree that social media or our phones in general are like great distractions.
It is a great distraction. To be honest with you, if I was in a setting where I was in a doctor's office and I had to go sit down in the waiting room, of course I'm pulling out my phone. You know why? Because I have social anxiety sometimes and I don't want to talk to nobody.
But we have social anxiety because of social media. because we have, as a small person, as a younger person, especially with the way cell phones are now, and like, when did you get a Facebook page? Okay. When did you get an Instagram page? Jesus.
I don't even know that. Oh.
All right. So social media
While you talking, okay. Let me look.
Social media came out when I was like a sophomore or a junior in college. So by social media, I mean Facebook. Now we had a MySpace page, and I had a MySpace page, but nobody knew what to do with it yet. It was just like, oh, this is cool. I can go and get followers on my MySpace page and get popular. Like, if there wasn't like an influencer culture, or you didn't know if you could make money, you didn't know you could make money off of it, nothing like that. And so the reason I asked you that question about distraction and building relationships, et cetera, is because like we are missing opportunities to get to know each other. And I feel like having this phone as a crutch helps our social anxiety, because back in the day you had to like sit there and either read a newspaper or talk to the person next to you. Now I'm the same way. Like if I'm flying by myself, I do not want to talk to the person next to me.
Headphones going on immediately
and hood on and sleep. Mm. Or like, you know, reading or in my phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like these cell phones, like, is the word appropriate that? If that's not the word, these cell phones like accelerate that, our social anxiety, and they intensify our social anxiety. So just imagine if they had like a day where you weren't allowed to use a cell phone, period. What if that was a thing?
So many people would be SOL.
I mean, if the whole world did it.
I mean, you would feel like, it's like some people, and by the way, I could not find how.
Okay.
How long I've been on Facebook or Instagram. But some people have like the fear of missing out, FOMO. So I don't think half the world would be able to survive without their cell phones for one day.
I feel like I could go a day with no cell phone. Only, now wait a minute. I got to put a caveat on this because I have a whole business. That defeats the purpose. I would have to get on my computer to check my email. That would be the only way it could work.
Okay. If business was not an issue, a factor,
uh-huh,
would you be able to live without your phone?
For a day?
Yeah.
I think I could. What
if I was not in town?
Yes, because I would find other ways to fill my time. I had a whole 3 or 4 guitars back there.
That was not the answer I was looking for. Wow.
Oh, if you weren't out of...
I'm not here. So how are you going to talk to me?
Sorry. I took it as like, you're here. And so like...
No, I said I'm not here.
I know, but I took it as... I'm used to you being here and I can talk to you and you're kind of like entertainment and we entertainment for each other. I didn't even think about the fact that I wouldn't be able to talk to you.
Love.
So I'm sorry. I do love you.
I
do love you. That's just not where my mind went immediately. But excuse me. I don't know. We couldn't go a day without talking to each other.
I think if we were prepared for it, we could.
For the purpose of the experiment is what I mean. Like
for one day, 24
for one day,
hours.
For the purpose of the experiment. Yeah. 24 hours.
Yeah.
No cell phone.
But money would have to be, there had to be a prize at the end.
What?
There had to be a prize at the end.
A prize at the end for what?
Like if you cannot have your phone for, if you could not have your phone for 24 hours and no communication with your partner, you win $100,000.
Why does there have to be a prize at the end?
Because otherwise I'm not doing this experiment.
Come on. Are you serious? We should do it. We should do it. We should do it.
I mean, no. I mean, to be real.
Okay.
Let's be real now. Let's be real. I could do it.
Okay.
I could definitely do it. It would be
without
hard.
A prize.
Without a prize.
Okay.
I'm being for real.
Okay.
I could definitely do it without a prize, but it would be a little difficult to do it if either of us wasn't in town, like if we weren't together.
Okay. I understand that. So
not that I wouldn't be able to do it, but it would just be difficult.
So take away the fact that one of us is out of town, we're both in town. Mm-hmm. We both stay in the same house. We would do our daily tasks, but we would not use a cell phone. We wouldn't use a cell phone for a day. What would that look like for you? It's okay. I'm going to tell you what it looked like for me. Mm-hmm. For me, it would be reaching for something that I don't have every minute to minute and a half. That's the very first thing. I'm going to be reaching for it like, God damn it. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. The Same. Second thing, I had to pull out the old school GPS because I can't get anywhere without Waze.
I'd be sending traffic because wouldn't know which way to go.
Exactly.
Which option, which route would be the better one to take.
Exactly. The third thing is I would be reaching for every minute and a half.
So that's the third reason too.
For something I didn't have. And I feel like, you know, but seriously, if we did something like this, I think it would be a good idea. It's a good social experiment, but it's to try and capitalize on how often you use your phone. So replace using your phone with either reading something, an article, an actual book. We have books here.
I have a book in there.
Okay. So you have a book as well.
I want to get into it. It's called Small Doses by, what's her name? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm drawing up Amanda Seales.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, okay. I don't know why I was drawing a book on it.
Okay.
I actually have the book. Me and Yanni got it together because we was going to read it together.
Didn't happen. Got it. Okay. So, capitalizing your time by reading, reconnecting with people that are around you, right? Mm-hmm. If you're going out in places and you're in the sitting room making conversation, you never know who you can meet. Mm-hmm. Or getting started on that idea you had that you've been keeping in the back of your head for years and just writing out like, okay, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do with this idea? Like, I bet if we extended it to a week, which is... you would get so much done. Everybody would get so much done if they didn't have social media as a distraction, if they didn't have their cell phone alerts going off every... I feel like my cell phone goes off every 3 minutes, literally, and my watch, whether mm-hmm. it's the Furbo in the bedroom, right? Whether it's IG posts, whether it's TikTok messages, alerts from however hundreds of apps I have on my phone. It's like so crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And what I've started doing is every time somebody goes live on Instagram, I start going to their page and turning their notifications off because I'm tired of getting pinged for lives. And it really takes away from life in general. Like not only our like time, but just my life. Like
you be trying to take a nap and you can't. And your I can't
because my watch is going crazy every time I lay down. Ping, ping, ping. I'm like, man, come on. Or my phone will start ringing, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we should try it though, for real. When
for
we don't
one
have,
day?
Yeah, for 20. Well, for like morning to night.
Okay.
So
we could do it on a Monday. No, we can't because we're filming. We could do it next Monday.
Next Monday, we can try it. We can do it. No, try. I don't like the word try anymore. We can do it from.
Si se puede.
from when we wake up to like when we go to sleep, no cell phone, and see how like what's different. It's like a social experience, a mini social experiment. Now, see, I was gonna say now we should document it, which we can because we got a camera. But the first thing I thought about was we should document it. Damn, we ain't gonna have no cell phone. That's the first thing I thought about.
Well, in this age, like social media is so important, and it. You know, is the.
I disagree.
I guess like, no, I'm saying for people's businesses.
Okay,
like
a lot of people
make money off of social media and off their phones.
That. I agree with
so that. So that just brought me to that. Like, okay. Dang, we want to do this as content. What the hell are we going to record on if we're not using our phones, right? But we do have a camera.
Duh.
That we could do it.
And a GoPro and everything else. Which
yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's see what we can come up with, and we can report back to everybody. I guess even if we don't record, we can still talk about it. Like if we don't film it, we can still talk about.
Yeah, we can talk about it. We'll film it though. somehow. I don't know how we're going to, I don't know how we'll do
it. What will we be doing? Well,
that's the point.
I mean,
that's the point.
Because our version of like a chill day is like
watching
in front
TV.
Of the TV.
Yeah.
Like legit. And that's chill, okay, like, not too. Doing anything.
I mean, I feel like we should. This is sad that we are going to have to sit down and probably come up with some things that we could be doing.
Well, we can go to the gym.
We could definitely, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We could definitely go to the gym. Definitely. But look, when we go to the gym, when we go listen to music go.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'll just say.
Okay, you know what? No. We're going to have to talk.
Player.
No. Whoa, no.
I don't even have one of those.
At all. We're going to have to talk to each other. That's what's going to have to happen. We're going to have to make conversation while we work out.
Not that it was ever a problem when we do work out.
No, I'm not saying it is.
But like, yeah, to fill the void of like the noise or.
Yeah, you pop your headphones in with music.
The music was more of like a thing to like keep me going, not because I didn't want to talk.
No, yeah, I understand that. I get it. But with this new norm that we will be experiencing, you said next Monday? Not this Monday coming up, but next Monday?
No.
Oh, this Monday coming up?
Today is Monday.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
Next Monday, we have to do it because we're not going to be recording.
Okay, wait, let me check my phone. Let me check my calendar to make sure that is a good day. That's May 6th. Yep, I don't have to be anywhere,
ooh,
so...
Cinco de Mayo is Sunday?
Yeah.
That's lit.
Oh, it is lit.
It is lit.
Okay. I digress. Back to the topic at hand. I want to go back and count how many times I've used that word.
I want to go back.
In all our podcasts.
Y'all let us know how many has she used?
All right. Our last little subtopic is communication breakdown. For me, and it has been in the past and not so much now. I try not to let that happen now, but it's a crutch. It's a communication crutch. Mm-hmm. People use it for those conversations that they don't want to have. And that's an issue because shit gets lost in translation all the time, or you are avoiding a tough conversation just to save, I don't know, I guess just saving face on feeling some sort of way. Which contributes to social anxiety that people have because they don't know how to have conversation or know how to have hard conversations or know how to strike up a conversation. And I am 100% guilty. But my thing is, if I'm one-on-one with somebody, like I went to the dentist and me and the hygienist were just chopping it up about whatever. But let me go and get in a setting where it's more than 10 people in a room. Hell, more than 3. I get anxiety as well about, I don't know what to say. I want to go sit in the corner and get small and not talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And so, but back to the communication breakdown piece, it really is a crutch. The stuff gets lost in translation over text. It's like being a bully almost. If you're texting during a hard conversation, you feel like you can be more of a bully than you would in person. So now we end up being meaner people than we would if we would just sit down and try and talk it out like women or like two men or however you want to talk it out.
Yeah, I think it is definitely a crutch because I am guilty of breaking up with people through text.
Seriously?
Yes. If I don't want to talk to you.
Me too. I have to.
If I'm done and like if we're already talking through text and and it's just not working out, I'm just going to be like, yeah, nah.
I'm done with it.
I'm sorry, bro.
That's so, sorry, man. Boo. Yeah. And I have done that.
Not that it's right, but like.
Yeah. You just there in the moment. So you're like, why should I just wait? I'm going to just go ahead and let him know.
Might as well, you know.
That's messed up. That's messed up. And I'm not even talking about just for you. It's just messed up in general because how do we learn communication skills?
I feel like.
Or social cues.
I feel like in those relationships where we have, I'm going to say me.
Yeah.
You know, there definitely wasn't a safe space to have maybe those deep conversations or hard conversations. Mm. So breaking up over a text is would be considered normal in that relationship because no hard conversations had been had.
Anyway.
Right.
And that's probably part of the problem.
Yeah, for sure. Gotta have that safe space.
Cell phones got us in a chokehold, for real. Mm. Damn.
But we need cell phones.
We need them, but we don't need them. We have grown to need them because prior to, I don't even know, let's say 1982, because I don't think there were cell phones then I was born. We weren't having, no problem. Getting around, no problem. People were just using maps. People were using GPS when that came out. If you had to talk to somebody, you just had to go to the payphone down the street.
No landlines?
Landline at the crib. But I'm talking about if you out and about and get stranded or you need to make a phone call.
I don't even know if I know how to use a payphone.
Oh, my God. Stop playing. Put a quarter in it and dial. Take it off the receipt.
Only
off the,
one quarter?
Oh, well, I don't know. They used to be a quarter. Phone call used to be a quarter and then like 7 minutes maybe.
7 minutes?
And then we're like, your time is expiring. Please put in another credit or something like that. And you put another quarter in there.
I've never used a payphone.
I have. And I also saw a payphone. Remember when we did the Cotton Candy event? And I told you, it's a payphone back there.
Oh, in the bathroom.
You should have went to go try and use it.
Why would I do that?
So you could say you use this payphone?
I didn't care about using a payphone at that moment. I did not care about using a payphone in that moment. But yeah, that was interesting to see in like the locker room of a woman's bathroom.
A payphone. That's crazy. But I don't know. It's when we sit here and talk about this and break it down, it really is quite disturbing, actually, if you think about the chokehold cell phones and technology has on this. It makes our lives easier, but it also makes our lives like so much more complicated than they need to be. Like we can't leave work at work. You used to be able to leave work at work because you couldn't bring your computer and stuff home or anything like that.
I leave work at work.
Yes, yes, you do. But if you're working at a sit down desk job,
I would still leave work at work.
But most people can't or don't.
At 4:50.
You out of there.
Friday at 4:50. Don't talk to me.
Don't come over here and ask me nothing. Don't email me.
I remember my mom, like, we would call her or something, like, maybe we are getting out of school or me maybe on my way to practice. She's like, okay, I gotta go. I'm trying to get out of here. Mm. She'd get off the phone with us so fast because she's trying to hurry up and run out of that office.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, I feel like we're done with this topic because we're currently rambling. So we ain't gonna ramble no more.
Are we done?
That's all I got.
I don't have any more.
Well, we done then.
Conclusion of this, or not conclusion, the takeaways.
We need to have a no cell phone day once a week.
No, I'm not talking about us. And we started with next Monday.
Just once a week.
We're starting with next Monday.
Okay, well, that's a start. But okay. I'm a vote for
it.
We're
talking about the purpose of this episode. What are the takeaways?
I mean, yes. Everybody should have a no cell phone day once a week. That's what life permitting. Life permitting. God, that's terrible. I think the biggest thing is like be present in your relationships, be present in your friendships. Don't use cell phones as crutches. Like help your social anxiety by helping your social anxiety, which means like talk to people, like be present, be in their face, make conversations. I feel like we're so scared to talk to people these days. We want to hide behind our phones. And the third takeaway. Dealing with relationships.
Yeah. I'm saying this third one, make it dealing with
a relationship one. Yeah. Have an open cell phone policy.
We're not trying to get nobody in trouble now. So everything that we talk about on this podcast is what works for us.
I do understand that,
but if you want a healthier relationship,
that is
something that you might want to consider, especially if you guys have a safe space within your relationship.
Fair enough.
So I hope that is something that you are trying to work on in your relationship.
Having an open cell phone policy.
No, oh. Having a safe space to be vulnerable enough to have an open cell phone policy.
I like that. I like how you put that.
Yeah, because we don't want to get nobody in trouble. We don't.
Shouldn't nobody out here be getting in trouble if you in a relationship?
It happens.
No, it happens. I get it.
So yeah, if you guys, I do want to know if you do have an open cell phone policy within your relationship. I want to know how that came about, or like,
me too.
Do you guys go through each other's phones all the time? Is it something like that, or is it?
Yeah,
you know.
I want
something a little bit more casual. So like, let us know like what that looks like for you guys in your relationships. The open cell phone policy.
Open cell phone policy. Do you got it?
Do you got it? Do
question you mark? Question mark? Question mark. All right, we done. We just rambling.
All right.
Until next time, y'all.
She's stuck inside my mental. She got a body like a temple. Even though she drives me crazy, I tell everyone that's my baby.